Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Monday, happy Cags Day. Tomorrow, St. Louis, Caglione against those damn Birds, man. Go in there and show the world.
It's about time it's our turn to have somebody good going into St. Louis and not another prospect for them. Oh, this Yadier Molina guy, this Albert Pujols guy. Hey, we got our guy now, right? You're going to see what baseball's all about over there in St. Louis. Excited about that.
You're going to see a massive human. That's funny because everyone thinks that I get all goo-goo gaga-eyed about him when all these people around us, when he would go up to the on-deck circle, a couple of listeners were around, and they're like, all right, man, you're not lying. And I was like, told you.
No, right, I mean, he's right there. He's imposing when he goes into the box. Yeah. Just watching him in spring training, I'm like, damn, that guy, okay, he's the part, right? Yeah. You had said to me before the show, like, I'd still like to see him next to Aaron Judge because Judge will tower over him even at 6'5".
Judge is 6'7", 270.
Unreal.
I mean, he's a big man, dude.
Bigger than Kronk.
I mean, I have a picture on my phone from Patrick Mahomes being a first year starter when he was making his rounds in the summer, going into his first year starter, standing next to Aaron Judge, and Patrick Mahomes looks like Dylan Raiola.
Oh, no kidding! Oh,
really?
I've got to see that. I love the Altuve one with Aaron Judge, yeah. Right? I mean, that is
it's
a perfect.
Not that bad,
yeah.
But it's you look at Patrick Mahomes, who's what, 6'2"?
Maybe, yeah, right.
6'2", 6'3".
6'2", 6'3", 225, 215.
Yeah. Probably at that time, probably more than
now. He's like 260.
Yeah, I mean, you see the dad bod. Yeah.
And I remember taking that picture, and as soon as I took it, I was like, wow, it's Judge and Mahomes. And I was like, good God, Aaron Judge is a massive human being.
He's the largest man that's ever played the game of baseball.
Wait till Jack stands next to Vinny Pasquantino. And Vinny's a big boy.
And Vinny's big, huge. Yeah.
And you'll see just how much of a man. God, I'm horny.
Yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait though to see him next to Aaron Judge and go, who's this little guy next to Judge?
You'll see it. Because Tuesday night, June 10th, the Yankees are in town and Caglione will be in the same ballpark with Aaron Judge and ESPN. This is your option.
This is your chance. But they only do Sunday night baseball.
Well, I don't care. Right? Change your plans. Put it on Tuesday.
Major League Baseball Network should put it on Tuesday. What nights do they do games? Because I was watching something
they
with MLB
start
Network.
With Tuesdays right now.
Is it the Mets and Dodgers are this week, I think? And I think they were showing Monday and Thursday that they were doing the Mets and Dodgers.
Yeah, because last night was the World Series preview.
Tuesday night baseball? I don't know if they do Tuesday night baseball or
they
not.
Should
but
start.
They should, MLB Network should pick up, you know, this game tomorrow. I'm sure they'll do their live look. MLB Network, quite
Where's
honestly, is who is that?
Jake Peavy.
Oh, is that Peavy?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
He looks like he should be like an accountant at like, you know.
He looks like Jeremy Renner's stunt double.
I mean, that's Peavy?
I'm pretty sure.
MLB Network does a really good job of making sure you get your highlights. You just have to go to MLB Network. Mm. It reminds me, and I told you this last week, it kind of reminds me of the old days of SportsCenter. When I was a kid, you'd watch SportsCenter, you'd actually get the highlights of games and you know, been told what's going on, not just screamed at. And so Major League Baseball does a great job with their network of showing you the highlights and in games and whatnot. So maybe for a national audience, they'll spill some of this over to the Major League Baseball Network, MLB Network, and get them kind of moving in the right direction, because ESPN has given up on baseball. So I'm not counting on them to do anything.
I was talking about like the value of baseball cards. Somebody texted in and says, I've been collecting since 1986 and I've only seen this jump with a player on cards with two or three other players. I'm sure Trout was one of them. I'm sure Otani was one of them. And I'm sure maybe Harper was one. Skeens was up there. Like, his card value went nuts last year. Obviously,
did Judge's value go up at all when he was first up, or was he like before this?
I mean, he was a high prospect, and he was at obviously Fresno, Fresno State, I believe, is where he played. Mm-hmm. But then his card got valuable the more he started to play, because like obviously his career was you know, taken off. But there was, I don't know how, and I wasn't in the game as much as I am now about it, but. Yeah, it's crazy, man, when you see how much like value people put on these breaks to get Royals, or what they'll bid when it gets down to like 10 teams and it's the Rockies who have a prospect in their organization who's got a card that's going nuts.
The Rockies, you're right about that. Keep that in the back of your mind for prospects, man. Like, collect their cards.
9-50, those Colorado Rockies, which I'm sure, I'm sure we'll bring that up a little bit later
nine
on.
9-50.
That's right. So, and then somebody says, I bought a number out of 250 CAGs 3 weeks ago for $20. Another one was just sold this weekend for $100. So it's quick value. Everybody, and that's the thing, is like, you're listening to Kansas City Sports Radio, the home of the Kansas City Sports, right here on 96.5 The Fan. This is a prospect that is not just massive for the Royals. It is massive for baseball. He was a top 10 prospect going into this week, last week. I'm sure that would have changed. I think he would have probably been a top five prospect as well.
Let me ask you guys this, though. Mm-hmm. You get this Jack Caglione card, and it's, let's say it's worth $5,000, just for argument's sake. Now you've got to find somebody to give you that $5,000 for that card. You find that person to give you that $5,000, you sell that card. Mm-hmm. What is that gentleman doing then? Is he trying to sell that for $10,000, or is he saving that for prosperity? Or it's, like, what's the next step for that individual? You got your cash. You're good to go.
Well, you've got, you've answered your own question without knowing it. Like, it's two sides, right? Like, Gold pulled the one of one Caitlin Clark card.
Right.
You either sell it now, where she's probably the hottest name in her profession, maybe one of the top three hottest names in sports.
And it may be the hottest she's ever going to be at this point in time, too.
Or, because the other thing, too, of why it's so hot is because they're already projecting that she will be a champion and an MVP. So, like, Gold's theory is, how much more can it get? Or do you hold on to it and she just, at that point, you just wait till her career is like going through and it's like, okay, hey, I have this.
How many people are signing up to bid on these cards, though? Like, Alex has got this Caitlin Clark card.
He puts up for an auction. You
never know. You just auction it off at that point. Yeah, see, that's kind of what I would do. I just take the money and run on one of these, because I don't know how many people out there can truly afford to spend, say, $15,000 on one sports card. I mean, that's a lot of money. And it's not like you're investing in the stock market at that point in time and you're going to see that money grow, or even put your money into a savings account for that matter. Now, if you want to make any money off of that, you got to find somebody that's willing to pay more than the $15,000 that you did for that. So I look at the card collecting, like, I loved it as a kid. It was phenomenal. I had the best time of my life collecting cards. I look at it as something now, like, if I were to pull one of those cards, as soon as I could sell it, the better off it would be. Because I don't know if there are many people out there that are willing to spend that kind of money on one card. Maybe I'm wrong on that one. I could be completely wrong. But I feel like if you get a buyer, sell the damn thing, man.
Yeah, and like the texter says, you either sell now or you hold it till they're done. And that's the thing. It's like, do you wait 15 years of her career to be over, or do you just get out now? I'm with you. I mean, I'm out.
Well, you can do more with your money right now. Let's just, I mean, just a simple investment into a simple savings account, compound a 0.5% interest, is better than waiting, because it may drop in value, or the bottom may fall out of the card market again like it did back in the 90s and 2000s. Who knows? So
that's,
I think, if you get one of the because
that's
it gets oversaturated again, because that's what killed the card market when I was a kid. It just became so oversaturated. They were cheaply made cards. They weren't all the autographs and stuff like that. But if you get to a level where there's so many people now involved, it kind of decreases the value of everything. And so if I pull a card, I'm selling, I'm keeping my cash, I'm investing it, making off the interest. I'm a very conservative financial person. So that's what I would do. And I could be totally wrong on that, but I'd rather have the cash in hand than wonder about this card in a couple of years.
The other thing, too, is like, what do you get, and how sentimental is it to you? Like, if you pull a signed Jack Caglione autograph card, do you hold on to that for the rest of your life? Because that's the guy.
How much is it worth?
Depends on what kind of card it is. It's so there's a lot of semantics.
No, I'm taking the cash. I'm to that point where, you know, I got expenses now. If I could pull a card that, I'm taking that.
Oh, yeah. Somebody says, pulled a Kags auto out of a Walmart box during my lunch break. I hadn't bought baseball cards in years, but I felt that day I had to for some reason. That's what he does, man. He's getting grown ass. I'm almost 40 and I'm buying baseball cards.
So okay? let me, I want more on that guy's card from Walmart. Who was it?
You know, Jack Caglione.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what brand?
Bowman, probably.
How much is it worth? Did you sell it? Can you get rid of it? Because that's what I'd be looking to do right away. All right, I got this thing. Who wants to give me money for it?
Are you buying again? Are you going back? Are you back in?
No, I think once you go, like for me, again, I'm very conservative. I go into a casino with $100, I lose. I'm done. I'm out. I walk away. Yeah. Right. So I would feel like if I pulled a Kags card, sold it, got a couple of $1,000, I'm done. I'm walking away. I'm good to go. I've made my money. And some people say, oh, play the hot hand. Keep doubling down or give me my money. I'm leaving.
Yeah. COVID brought golf to the world and baseball cards. Because a lot of people didn't have anything to do.
Nothing to do. Golf was like dissipating in a big way, right? They were starting to put up malls on the golf course. Then all of a sudden, the only thing you could do was play golf.
Well, it was perfect for COVID.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, say, hey, buddy, get your own golf cart. We can't be together. Sweet.
Yeah.
You know, you could just go out there in space. You're supposed to be away from people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was great. But, yeah, Caglione got the call. He is on the Royals roster. He'll make his debut in St. Louis tomorrow night.
No corresponding roster move yet, as we know, but I think it should probably be Michael Massey. That's my impression. It should be Michael Massey. He doesn't do much.
And we've had some texts about the timing of this, you know, a week before, like losing a year on.
Well,
Kags.
You didn't really, and I talked to some people about that. You lose whatever the Super 2 is. Look that up. I'm not really sure exactly what the hell that means, but you don't lose the year of service time. Also, too, if he gets a top three, a rookie of the year, you get the compensatory pick, so it ultimately makes up for it. And with 2027 potentially being a washout of a season, hey, we need to capitalize on this now. We have the rest of this year in 2026, and we don't know what's going to be the new collective bargaining agreement. You saw yesterday the Players Association said, sorry, we're not doing the strike challenging until at least 27 now. So they're not even going into it next year because of the new collective bargaining agreement. So that's going to be a bargaining chip that somebody uses down the line. So we don't even know what baseball is going to be like in a year and a half right now. So at this point in time, as we've been talking about, they're probably going to have a lockout in 2027. We don't know what the rules of baseball are going to be like when they sign the new collective bargaining agreement, or how long it even goes before we see baseball after the 26th season. So you might as well maximize these guys right now.
Again, Caglione up on the major league roster. He was hitting .322, slashing .389, .593. He's insane. 15 home runs, 56 RBIs in 50 games between AA and AAA. There was no more room for him down low. You bring him up again. Have fun with it.
Exactly.
He's not Barry Bonds. He's not Aaron Judge. He's Jack Caglione, and he's yours. He's in Kansas City. He's 22 years old. He's a man, and he's going to be awesome. But again, 7:30 on a Monday. Let's get into one word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Let's not bury the lead too long. One word on Jack Caglione getting called up. We're jacked, baby.
Excited. Exciting. Excited. Excited. Exciting. All of the exciting words that you can think of for Jack Caglione. That's where we are right now.
Future. I mean, you love Kelce Mahomes. Now you got a chance to have Bobby and Jack. I mean, that's just what it is, you know. It's the future. I think he's going to be just fine. Again, I keep telling people, I understand there are concerns that they're worried that he might fail in the big leagues. Show me where he's failed yet. I understand it's not the show. I get it. I know. But spring training, college, let's go backwards. College, spring training, A ball, double A ball, triple A ball. What proof do you have that says he will fail? Don't have that sort of thought process. Just enjoy the ride.
The only thought process that people have is because the odds say it, right? Mm. But there are people that bust the trend all the time in sports, right? People didn't think Patrick Mahomes was going to be a good quarterback in the NFL. Even Binkley had him mocked to the Texans. Did you hit your mic? Did you hit your head on the microphone? You're right.
From the text line. Because he just laughed at me.
Yeah, laughed. Yeah.
From the text line, rejuvenated, postseason, and horny were one word from three different.
Yeah, rejuvenated is good. Yeah. You know what? Whoever sent in the word rejuvenated, you get the rest of the week off, because I do believe that is the perfect word to use this, because you could feel it yesterday. Ooh. People were starting to, all right, this same old Royals. Brilliant move by the organization to do it at the perfect time, too. This is show business. This is entertainment. This was a move that lets everybody know, the Royals understand, this is show business and entertainment along with baseball. It ain't Savannah Banana type stuff. But the Royals realize with this move, this is about entertainment. This is about show business. This is about giving our fans the best possible product and to have this guy ready. So when we move to 119th and all, we can call it the house the Jack built. Mm. That's Jack's house.
Mm.
Jack's house.
I see what you did there.
You like that? That's Jack's house.
I don't, but I know I like yours. I didn't like the original.
Well, let me tell you something, folks. We got a kid in the minor leagues.
We could see
now
a
that's Jack's house.
Could see a reinvigorated Royals squad, as we just heard. But one word on what we saw this last weekend from the Royals against the top team Tigers. One word.
Well, I think it's only fair to divide that in half. From an offensive standpoint, sad. From a pitching standpoint, holy bleep.
Yeah.
Holy bleep from a pitching standpoint.
Almost threw two shutouts in one weekend. And then and also got shut out twice in one
week. Right. Yeah. Almost threw two because you had to. You know, but crazy. Pitching, holy crap. Offense, sad.
Holy crap.
Yeah, holy crap in a bad way.
Yeah, it's one word on the offense. What's that quote from Mrs. Doubtfire? Help is on the way.
Yeah,
I would say one word. It's tiresome. We're done with it. You're in June.
Yeah.
It's time to put the pants on, strap up, get in the batter's box, lace those shoes a little tighter, take your change out of your left pocket, put it in your right pocket, realize that you've got help on the way, but we're tiresome of that offense because that pitching's getting wasted.
It really
is. They have the second best ERA in the league. They have the worst run differential in the league. It's sad. I mean, you're... What, last week you're second in the league in hits behind the Dodgers, and you're just two runs above a 9-50 Rockies team?
Yeah, the only team scoring fewer runs are the Rockies.
Just make it make sense.
Yeah, it's not about the hitting. It's about when they're getting the hits. They get guys on base, and they just can't drive anybody
can't
in.
Can't capitalize. Yeah, second best team ERA in Major League Baseball with a negative run differential.
Negative run differential.
That's absurd. Going over to basketball, one word. We've got the Pacers and the Thunder. In the finals, one word.
Blinds?
Closed.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'll be entertained. I mean, Halliburton versus SGA.
Yeah.
Neither one of these teams has won a title. I mean, we talk about it in the NFL all the time. I know it's a more fun sport, but if it was going to be Detroit versus Buffalo, who would you root for?
Buffalo?
This is the same thing. This is Indiana, a full load of history in basketball, never won a title. Yep. You got the story of Halliburton and his dad. Siakam looks like he's arrived in these playoffs all of a sudden out of nowhere. Stole his MVP from his own teammate who thought he was going to win it.
That was crazy.
I'll be entertained, but low ratings, if that was one word, will be exactly what this finals will be.
Yeah, low ratings, but you know what? The money's already been paid by the TV network, so if the ratings are low, the ratings are low. The NBA's still getting their cash. They just need it to go more than four games. I know you guys like to talk about that gentleman sweep. I don't know if that's something that's on tap for this, but how do you get the casual fan interested in this game? There's really nothing outside of basketball truly that's compelling. If it was the Knicks, it would be everything that goes along with the Knicks.
I want to see Chet come out with like a braids.
I can't watch that gentleman's legs, man. It's like tough, that, dude. It's hard to watch. I mean, it really is. It's like watching a stick figure play basketball.
Look,
like,
mom, the baby giraffe is running.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard. Yeah. It's so hard to watch that guy.
It's like watching me walk in stilettos.
What is going on out here?
He'll put on some pounds.
Yeah.
TNT over to ESPN. Their last broadcast happened over the weekend. One word on TNT ending. Inside the NBA specifically is what we're talking about.
monumental because that show started in 1989 with Ernie Johnson, right? And obviously they've had some different people move in because Shaq was playing and Charles and all them were playing back in the day. But a monumental show. It is the most important sports show on television. It is the most entertaining sports show on television. And you don't even have to be a fan of the sport to love that show. That's why they're good at what they do. Because a guy like me, who's not a basketball fan whatsoever, loves that show, loves the moments of that show, loves the personalities on that show. So it's a monumental end to a hell of a run for those guys at TNT.
Historical, right? I mean, that's, hell, you could have your Mount Rushmore of those four guys right there for, you know, pregame shows. I mean, Shaq's got his personality, Chuck's got his, Ernie has his, and Kenny's got his as well. But like Shaq said, we them boys, you know, we coming.
Like four horsemen.
Yeah. Like, I love the fact, and I think everybody would love the fact, to be those four guys to roll into ESPN, still doing the show in Atlanta, by the way. I don't know if you caught that one.
Yes.
Same studio, the whole nine yards.
They're not moving.
They're working for ESPN, but they ain't listening to a damn thing that ESPN is going to tell them, nor should they. ESPN will ruin that show if they try to get their claws on it.
Well, that's a very good segue into my guy Bill Simmons talking about the transfer to TNT to over to ESPN. Let's listen.
I think ESPN's going to fuck the show up. I don't care if I get aggregated.
Sag. I didn't understand.
I think they're going to fuck the show up. I don't think they unless they completely change how they do commercials, the show is going to be different and people are going to be pissed and Barkley and those guys are going to be pissed. And I think it's going to go badly. The only way it doesn't go badly is if they do the commercials and they give them the lengthy segments that you need to have that show work. They're going to have to change how they do it. They just paid so much for the NBA. That if they don't do that and they do these same short, terrible segments that you're about to see in the finals where it's like a 1.5 minute halftime and it's like a 20 minute pregame, if they do that, they're going to f- the show up and everybody's going to be mad.
And I think people in the industry have a strong, strong, strong feeling that ESPN will mess up that show. Look, I have not heard Bill Simmons say that. And that was my immediate reaction.
I know when you said it, I was like, whoa, you hadn't even heard it.
ESPN's going to mess this thing up because they're going to try to get their claws in it. This is what happens. Management. Okay, in any industry, when something's working, leave it alone. They're going to try to mess with those guys because their ego is going to be out of joint because it's going to be the best show that ESPN has ever televised, and it's nothing to do with them. And there's going to be egos that are ruffled. There's going to be people that are ticked off. There's going to be jealousy that's out there. There's going to be so much behind the scenes that goes on. I'd be stunned if it makes it past the first year because Charles and Shaq and Kenny and Ernie, they don't have to put up with the corporate BS at ESPN. Let them do their thing. There's no reason to get involved with that anywhere. And that's great advice for anybody that's in management. You got people that are doing their job. Leave them alone. Just let them do their thing.
That's why you hired them to do the job.
This is why Scott Pioli and Todd Haley were failures. And really why Todd Haley was ultimately the failure is because he couldn't stand that Charlie Weiss was getting the credit and got so mad and let that get in the way of them having a successful operation here in Kansas City. And here we sit with Andy Reid, and it worked out great for us. But the moral of the story is check your ego. Let these guys do their thing and don't get involved at ESPN. Because as Mac and I have talked about now for the last couple of weeks, that ESPN pregame stuff is trash.
It's garbage.
It's horrible. Terrible. It's not interesting at all. And that's the other thing with the NBA Finals being now on ESPN. They were getting obliterated.
Destroyed.
I've never seen people just obliterate a network like the NBA fan was doing with ESPN. It's like you gave us this ultimate gift with inside the NBA. And now we've got to go watch ESPN that couldn't hold a candle to anything that they're doing at Turner. Right?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Right now. Well, imagine if it was like there were only two teams playing football. You either got to watch the Chiefs or the Jaguars. That's what TNT is, and then ESPN's the Jags.
You're
like, yeah, I know. I'm just going to wait for the Chiefs to be on. This sucks.
Yeah, it's true. Like, we commented on it a couple weeks ago. Like, they've made Stephen A. Smith not be Stephen A. Smith on these pregame shows.
Muffled him, yeah.
I don't like it. I need Stephen A. to be animated. That's
screaming
why he's good.
Yes.
And then he's on these pregame shows, and he's being very by the book. I'm like, that's not his personality.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.